Kayo ay nakikinig ng mensahe mula sa ICS Church. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.
Welcome again to this very special day. 1 week na lang and it's Anniversary Sunday. Come on, next Sunday na po, our very first public worship service gathering. Kaya po, bukas na, no? The link will be shared. I don't know if it will be shared today on your screen, pero tomorrow, the reservation link will go live. Kaya inaanyahan po namin kayo na go to the website, go to the link, and make your reservation. Save a seat for next Sunday, our anniversary Sunday dito sa ICS. At as always, it will be two Sunday services. Kasi nga, hindi natin pagkakasahin lahat because of the GCQ requirements. Narito pa rin sa Metro Manila. Limited po ang ating live in-person physical gathering. Kaya importante po makapag-set tayo, mag-reserve tayo, and you can join any one of those services next Sunday. So today, nagpapatuloy po ang ating series. Ang pamagat ay Greater. And we're grateful for all the things that God has been doing in our lives. Ito po mga nakaraang linggo in this series. Sana po ay naging encouragement sa inyo all that has been taking place this past couple of weeks. Naging uso talaga at pumatok ano, itong past year yung mga delivery at online apps. No? Halos lahat yata ngayon pwede mo na gawin via online or through delivery methods. Kung yung mga ay pag-order ng pagkain, pag-deliver ng mga goods, lahat yun nagagawa natin. Kaya sino po ba dito ay fan nung mga inaabangan yung mga promo na yan? Iba naging uso yung mga 12-12, 11-11, kung ano-ano pang iba-iba. Hopefully, meron pa tayong nasave sa ating mga sweldo, sa ating mga kinikita, dahil talagang pag pumatok yung time na yon ay nakaabang ang marami doon sa mga online sales at kung ano-ano pa. Interesting story, no? Last year, may narinig ako kasi naging uso nga yung pag-order at lahat tayo nakaka-quarantine. Meron akong narinig na story kung saan meron daw isang gusto bumili ng sewing machine. Diba? Sewing machine. At kasi gusto niya magtahi sa bahay dahil nasa bahay lang tayo. So, ni-research sa'yo kung paano bumili nun, eh, nakakita siya ng bargain nga online. Kasi ang mahal ng mga sewing machines, di po ba? Tapos nakita niya, 500 pesos lang. Grabe. Tapos ang ganda, 500 pesos. So, agad-agad, in-order niya, binili niya at inabangan niya at dumating na yung araw na yon, di ba? Yung inaabangan ng karamihan, yung katok or yung doorbell. Di ba? Na parang pag nakakarinig ka nun or yung tawag sa phone, parang yung puso mo lumulukso eh. Kasi andyan yung deliver, yung in-order mo, dumating na, di ba? Ganun na eh, ganun yung excitement ngayon eh, ibang klase na. So dumating na yung in-order, tapos sa pagbigay sa kanya, nagtaka siya, bakit ang liit ng package? Sandali, ito tama ba? Ito ba yung in-order ko? So binuksan niya, at yun na nga yung in-order niya na sewing machine. Ngunit hindi siya yung regular, normal sewing machine na malaki, kung hindi napakaliit na sewing machine. Kasi laruan pala yun ang kanyang na-order. So medyo disappointed, nalungkot, yung excitement na palitan ng talagang ano, di ba? Parang heartbroken na yata siguro yung time na yun. Pero ganun yun eh, minsan yung expectations natin, napakalayo sa reality. And I don't know, kayo ba yun, naranasan nyo ba yun? If you're online, na-feel na yun, i-thumbs up nyo nga, or nandito ko, ayan, nag-yes, nagtataas ng kamay, yung kasama natin dito sa room. Ang layo, no, yung expectation mo, in order mo, nakita mo online, parang eto yung inabangan mo, inasahan mo, na darating, tapos nung dumarting na siya, andyan na, yung realidad, di ba? Reality bites, ika nga, sabi nila. Yung katotohanan, ayun na, kinagat ka na, parang, nako, naruan pala, hindi pala totoo. Pinaasa lang ako, sa huli, wala ang lahat. Grabe, no? Grabe, no? Hindi naman yung patungo sa pagiging boyfriend or girlfriend. Iba yun. Ibang usapan yun. Pero ang layo dun sa sa reality. And alam mo kagandahan yan, buti lang ang Panginoon natin, oh, hindi ganun. Ang Panginoon natin, He's true to His word. I mean, that's what robbers and thieves do. In fact, no, sinulat yan ni John, and Jesus was telling a story patungkol dito sa John 10 and verse 10. Sabi doon, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Grabe, ganun daw ang ginawa ng Panginoon. He came that we may have life and have it abundantly. Ganun katotoo ang ating Panginoong Jesus. Yung mga thieves, yung mga robbers, ganun yan eh. You know, that's not the kind of people that you want to invite to your house, obviously. Kasi pag in-invite mo yan, most likely, pag alis nila, meron na mawawala sa bahay mo. And here, yung illustration dito is about the good shepherd. At sinabi ni Jesus, you know, this is me. I came not to take from you, I came to give. Napakaganda yung exhortation kanina ni Pastor Sara. Diba? When it comes to generosity, giving, yun yung mindset dapat natin. Kasi yun mismo ang ginawa ng Panginoong Jesus. So if that's you, you're living a life in abundance, come on, nararanasan mo yung katapatan ng Panginoon, can you say amen this morning? Can you type amen this morning? Amen. God is a faithful God. Tapat ang ating Panginoong Jesus. He is a good shepherd. At minsan iniisip natin, parang hindi ko masyado feel yata yung Pastor Chad, yung mga bahay na yan. But the reality is, the truth is, Jesus is and will always be faithful. Yun ang kanyang pangako sa atin. No? And maybe you don't know Him. At maybe, you know, hindi mo, wala kang ganong klaseng relasyon. But ako kay Jesus, when it comes to your relationship with Jesus Christ. Pero kung kayo po ay magpapasya na sumunod sa Kanya, mararanasan niyo yun. Those of us who have chosen to follow Him at nakita namin ang Kanyang katapatan, we are witnesses to this. That God is a God that is faithful. Why? Because a life lived for Jesus is a life beyond measure. Yun ang pangako niya. Kung meron po tayong nais matanda sa araw na ito, ito yung tandaan natin. No? Yung buhay na iaalay natin sa Panginoong Jesus. No? Hindi natin yan masusukat. Isang buhay na masagana, isang buhay na masigla. It is a life beyond measure. Dahil yung bagay na yun ay hindi lang sinasabi ni Jesus. Hindi lang niya sinabi yun. Pinatunayan niya yun at para sa bawat isang nanampalataya sa Kanya, naranasan nila yun. Ako, naranasan ko yun kung paano magpala, paano gumabay, paano pumatnubay ang Panginoong Jesus sa aking buhay. This is the kind of life that Jesus wants us to live, and I pray and I hope that you are living that life today. At kung hindi mo nararanasan itong buhay na ito, again, yung challenge ko po sa inyo, yung hamon ko sa inyo, ay subukan nyo ang Panginoong Jesus. Subukan nyo magtiwala sa Kanya, subukan yung sumunod sa Kanya, subukan nyo manalampalataya sa Kanya. And you will see kung ano yung pinangako ng Panginoong Jesus. Itong sinabi niya, that I came that you may have full life, abundant life, a life that we cannot measure. It's beyond measure. Yun yung abundance na nakikita ko, yung buhay na umaapaw, no? Sa kasiglahan, umaapaw, sa kapayapaan, umaapaw sa goodness ng Panginoon. That is the kind of life that He promised for us to live. So, yung tanong ngayon, paano natin mararanasan yun? Paano natin mararanasan yun? Again, the psalmist writes in another psalm, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." Maari po nating maranasan yung kabutihan at pagpapala ng Panginoon sa buhay natin. Hindi lang natin ito pinag-uusapan, hindi lang yung sa mga salitang, "Oh God bless you," hanggang dun lang yon. No, mararanasan talaga natin, maari po nating maranasan yung pagpapala ng Panginoon sa ating buhay. Pero depende yan eh, sa kung paano tayo namumuhay. Kasi kung yung pamumuhay natin ay nakasindig lamang sa ating salapi, sa ating kakayanan, sa ating kapangyarihan, sa sarili nating abilidad, most likely madi-discourage tayo. No? Maya't maya, talagang matitisod tayo, kukulangin tayo, magkukulang, no? Yung buhay natin kung doon nakasalalay ang ating pamumuhay. And si Jesus nagkaroon ganung klaseng encounter. There was a young woman, a Samaritan woman, no? Isang Samaritana, na encounter niya while they were on a journey. And in this encounter, dumating sila dito sa well, Jacob's well. It was the noon time, no, lunchtime siya. Yung mga disciples niya nauna na dun sa bayan. Itong balon na to ay outside of the town. At tanghaling tapat nung dumating si Jesus dun, sinabi niya sa mga disciples, yung mauna na kayo, naghanap na sila ng pagkain dun sa bayan. And Jesus stayed dun sa well. At habang nandun siya sa balon, merong isang Samaritana dumating. They had a conversation. At nagpunta siya doon para mag-igib ng tubig. And Jesus was there. At pagdating niya doon, humingi siya dito sa Samaritan woman. Sabi niya, ano, bigyan mo naman ako ng inumin. Painumin mo naman ako. So nagtaka itong Samaritan woman. Kasi yung mga Jews tsaka Samaritans, hindi sila nag-mimix. Meron silang alitan. Meron silang, it's almost, we could probably say, no, racism towards them. Kasi yung mga Samaritans ay mixed race. Hindi siya pure Jewish blood. So nagtaka siya, sabi niya sa nila, Jewish ka, lalaki ka, babae ako, bakit mo ako kinakausap? Hindi naman ginagawa to, no? Hindi to gawain. Anong bakit mo ako hinihingan ng tubig? Sabi ni Jesus sa kanya, kung alam mo lang kung sino humihingi sa'yo, ako mismo ang hihingan mo ng inumin. Pero obviously, hindi naunawaan kung ano yung sinasabi ni Jesus, and the conversation continued on. At sinabi sa kanya ni Jesus, eto, no? Jesus said to her, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. At tinutukoy niya yung tubig na nandun sa balon. Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Ano po ba nagbibigay ng satisfaction sa inyong soul? What satisfies your soul? Kasi kadalasan, yung mga hinahabol natin, yung mga bagay na gusto nating abutin, yung binibigyan natin ng pagsasanding, yung inaasahan natin sa buhay natin, if these are things except for Jesus Christ, most likely those things will run out and those things will never bring satisfaction to our soul. Parang, alam natin yan eh, di ba? Minsan meron kang pinagplaplanuhan. No? Sana makabili ako ng bagong sasakyan. Nag-ipon ka, binuhos mo yung pawis mo, nag-overtime ka, no? Nag-second job ka, nag-third job ka pa, para lang makaipon ka. And finally, you have the money, nabili mo. Kung ano mo bagay yun, sasakyan, kotse, di ba? Kagamitan, you were able to buy it. Blood, sweat, and tears. Tapos nung nakuha mo na siya, di ba? Tuwang-tuwa ka, excited ka, parang yung pagding-dong pagdating ng delivery. Di ba? Excited ka, nakuha mo na. Pero once you get it, hanggang dun lang yun. Di ba? Kasi overtime, ano mangyayari? Luluma, masisira, di ba? Mawawala rin. Itong mga gamit na ito. Kaya yung excitement mo nung simula, hindi nakapareho. A 1 week, 3 weeks, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years later, iba na siya. It doesn't really satisfy our soul. Minsan, iba sa atin, iniisip natin, ako, kung magkakaroon lang ako, mamimit ko lang yung for the one for me, yung pang forever ko. Di ba? Parang, okay na yun, masosolve na lahat ng problema sa buhay ko. Pag-isig ko sa umaga, no, araw-araw, kasama ko siya. Di ba? Hindi na kami maghihiwalay at the end of the day. Yun na, isa na lang ang uuwian namin. And then you get married, you spend that time, tapos you realize, ako, sandali, may mga challenges pala, hindi pala fairy tale. Etong pagsasama na to, may mga kakaibang challenge. And if we're not prepared for that, no, madali tayong ma-discourage. Kasi kung yun lang aasahan natin, na magbibigay, lulutas, no, ng kaligayahan, we're gonna realize na hindi palaging ganun. No, hindi palaging ganun. Yes, marriage is good, and you know, both of you love Jesus, you follow the Lord, you will be able to go through that. Pero kung yun lang aasahan natin to bring us complete joy, hindi siya sapat. And this woman, ganun. No, may mga relationships siya. In fact, multiple relationships na. And Jesus brings it up to her attention. And so, nung sinabi ito ng Jesus sa kanya, hindi niya tinutukoy yun lang tubig na iinumin. He was talking about something else. No, sinasabi niya na, there is something that I will give you kung saan yung soul mo will be satisfied. So a life beyond measure, we need to know, satisfies the soul. A life beyond measure satisfies the soul. Hindi lang po ito panandalian. It's not just something that will give temporary joy, happiness, or fulfillment to us. A life beyond measure, the life that Jesus gives, satisfies deep within. It's something that is lasting. Diba gano'n? Pag nasatisfy yung soul mo, medyo matagal-tagal yan because it's deep. Hindi lang siya panandalian. Hindi lang, ayun, nakakain, tapos wala na. Or pag nabili mo, naluma na. No, nawawala yung sigla, nawawala yung joy. No, when you connect with Jesus, it satisfies the soul. At yun ang sinasabi niya dito sa Samaritan woman na to. Alam mo, you've been coming here, igib ka ng igib ng tubig, no? Ang dami mo na naging kasama sa buhay mo, ngunit wala pa rin, walang kasiglahan, walang saya. Kasi ako dapat, if you would ask water from me, kung ako yung tatanggapin mo, kung ako yung aanayahan mo maging parte ng buhay mo, dun mo matatagpuan yung tunay na kasiglahan, yung tunay na kasiyahan sa buhay. And so this encounter actually changes her life. Kasi after this, bumalik siya sa bayan, sinabi niya sa mga tao, alam mo, parang na meron isang propeto na andun at he might be the Messiah. At alam mo, yung buong bayan nagtiwala sa kanyang patotoo. Jesus ended up staying in this town kasama yung mga disciples niya, preaching that the kingdom of God is here. At marami sa kanila nagsampalataya sa kanya. Because this woman found yung isang bagay that will truly quench her soul. Hindi panandali ang kasiyahan, kasiglahan. It was Jesus that she needed. Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior that many in this town needed. Si Jesus pa rin ba ang nasa buhay at nasa puso mo kung ikaw ay mananampalataya? At kung hindi ka na naniniwala or kilala mo ang Panginoong Jesus, kapatid, subukan mo magtiwala sa Kanya. Because that's the only thing He offers. He says, I came that you may have life. Ang ini-offer niya sa atin ay buhay na masagana, masigla. A life beyond measure. A life beyond measure, para maging sapat ito, no, needs to have unlimited resources. Nagigaya nitong Samaritana, siyempre, pag yung physical thirst lang, obviously, mauuhaw siya uli. So next day, or maybe a few days later, babalik siya uli para mag-igib. Diba? Para kumuha, parang tayo. No? Naubos na yung kape, no, dapat umorder uli. No, dapat gumawa, magtimpla uli. Kasi wala na eh. Diba? Kailangan ng sipa, kailangan ng sigla. No? Yung mga medyo coffee addicts dyan. Diba? Parang pagkulang sa caffeine, ako, kailangan. Kailangan. And so, there has to be an unlimited resources. Grabe, no? I mean, siguro dito sa panahon na to, the pandemic, many of us were challenged financially, materially. No? Kung pwede lang sana, every time na pumunta ka sa ATM mo, di ba? Parang hindi nababawasan yun. Pero palagi ka nang withdraw. Di ba? Yun ang mga dream siguro natin na grabe, ibang klaseng ATM yun. Di ba? Kung meron kang ganong klaseng source, no? Na withdraw ka ng withdraw pero hindi nagbabago yung balance mo. Wow! Di ba? Grabe. Sabihin nyo sa akin, pag natagpuan nyo ako, nasa yung ATM na yun. But all of us have those needs. All of us have those needs. Alam mo, kagandahan yan, a life beyond measure with Jesus Christ, alam mo, unlimited resources ang meron siya. Ano ibig mo sabihin, Pastor Chad, merong ATM si Jesus? Better sa ATM, kapatid. Better sa ATM ang meron si Jesus. You know, we find that story in Matthew 6 and in the Gospels kung saan marami nang sumusunod sa Kanya. Ito yung kagandahan, pag sumunod ka kay Jesus, hindi lang spiritual food ang makukuha mo. May physical feeding pa nakasama. And in this gathering, whole day na, nakasama siya, nangangaral siya, nagpipreach siya, at yung mga disciples niya, concerned, di ba? Holistic ang concern ng mga disciples ni Jesus. Sabi ni Jesus, pauwiin muna yung mga tao. End of the day na, grabe gutom na yung mga yan. Sabi ni Jesus, bakit di kayo nag-order? Di ba? Umorder kayo ng Jollibee, umorder kayo ng McDonald's. Pakainin nyo sila. Jesus, wala eh. No load. Walang load. Walang signal. Ang dami mga excuses. So, di ba wala, hindi sapat. In this story, sabi nga nila, you know, hindi nga sapat yung kinikitain natin para pakainin yan. No? Because there are thousands, literally thousands of people. Sabi ni Jesus, gumawa kayo ng paraan. Maghanap kayo ng paraan. And so they find a boy, di ba? They find fishes and loaves of bread. Jesus, ito lang yung nakita namin. What does Jesus do? He performs a miracle. He blesses the food and feeds the people. It says there more than 5,000 people were fed. Here's the story. Part of it, anyway, Matthew 6, verse 42, sabi dun, they all ate as much as they wanted, and afterward the disciples packed up 12 baskets of leftover bread and fish. Grabe, no? From 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread, more than 5,000 people were fed. Proving to us that Jesus really is the source of all our needs na minsan hindi mo naaasahan. Nagpunta ka lang doon para makinig sa kanya, di ba? To listen to God's word, to know ano ba yung tinuturo nitong tao na to. Tapos umuwi ka, busog na yung soul mo, busog ka pa physically. Higit pa nga eh. Kasi may buffet, may leftovers pa. O sino pang gusto dyan? Meron pa dito, may natira pa. Ganong katindi magpala at mag-meet ng Panginoon ang pangangailangan natin. You know, I shared that with you guys last Sunday, di ba? Na itong prayer and fasting natin eh. Ganun na lang tugunin ng Panginoon yung mga pangailangan ng ilang sa atin dito. Higit pa. At the beginning of the year, debts have been covered. Why? Because God gave, literally, finances. Doon sa ilang sa atin. Ano bang story yun? Baka may testimony na kayo. Share nyo naman sa amin. Huwag nyo nakikip sa sarili nyo. What has God been doing in your life this past 2 weeks in our 21-day prayer and fasting? Pero ilan sa atin, may trabaho na. Na-cover na yung debt. The finances have come through. Why? Because God is our provider. He will meet every need at higit pa doon. Higit pa doon. Hindi ibig sabihin na, di ba, wala na tayong gagawin. Hindi may ibig sabihin na, di ba, petix-petix na lang tayo sa bahay. Na wala tayong gagawing paraan. No, we should still. I mean, the disciples went and looked for food. And after they poured out their efforts, anong ginawa ng Panginoon Jesus? Minultiply niya yung resulta ng kanilang efforts. Because this is what Jesus desires for His children. He wants to meet our needs. Yan ang pangako niya, di ba? Seek my kingdom first, and every need will be met. That's His promise. Pero for many of us, we know this, hindi lang kadalasan yung pangangailangan natin ang minimit ng Panginoon. Hindi lang material needs. It's the needs of our soul, the needs of our emotions, no? Lahat yun, kayang-kaya i-meet ng Panginoon. Why? Because He has unlimited resources. A life beyond measure needs that, and Jesus has that. We see this in the life of the Israelites, na kahit nasa deserto sila, in the wilderness, na walang kahit anong tumutubo doon, miraculously, God provided their needs. Manna, quail for food, and guidance, no? Divine GPS, a pillar of fire, and a cloud to guide them in the wilderness. Lahat ng pangangailangan, God will always meet our needs. Pero kailangan magtiwala tayo sa Kanya. Kailangan lumapit tayo sa Kanya. You have not because you ask not. That's part of our days of commitment, these 21 days, na ilapit natin sa Panginoon ang ating mga pangailangan. Yes, there's a time of worship and praise, and at kadalasan when we do that, parang feeling natin sapat ng lahat. But Jesus also instructed us to ask Him, to seek Him, and to tell Him what our needs are. In fact, sinabi pa nga niya doon, di ba? Kayo nga, mga magulang na hindi kayo banal, di ba? Bibigyan niyo ng tamang kasagutan or magpo-provide kayo sa tamang paraan sa iyong mga anak. How much more will your Heavenly Father give you? Di ba? He is a good Father. A good Father. Pero kailangan natin lumapit sa Kanya. Idulog sa Kanya ang ating mga pangailangan. Sandali, Pastor John, di ba alam ni Lord na yung mga pangailangan? Yes, He does. He already knows that. But this is for our benefit so that our faith will be built up in Him. And when He gives it to us, ma-acknowledge din natin siya that it does come from
the Lord.
God has unlimited resources, and Jesus is our way to the Father so that our needs could be met sa ating paglapit sa Kanya. He has unlimited capacity. A life beyond measure is beyond our expectations. It doesn't just satisfy the soul, right? It's not just, you know, a source of unlimited resources. It is beyond our expectations. Hindi siya kagaya ng nakita mong inadvertise pagdating sa'yo ay bigo. Beyond from what I expected. No, when we come to Jesus and He delivers, yung dumarating, hindi natin in-expect na gano'n. Grabe, higit pa. Mas matindi pa kesa sa ating expectations. And in fact, ito ang sinabi ni Paul, di ba? Sinabi niya na ito, dineclare niya na ito sa Ephesian church. Sabi niya, towards the end of his letter sa Ephesians chapter 3, He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. Ganun daw, paano mag-respond ang Panginoon Diyos sa atin. He will outdo them all, for His miraculous power constantly energizes you. Who's Paul talking about? Paul is talking about Jesus. Na ganito ang gagawin niya. He will not just save you physically, di ba? Ganito si Jesus eh. He will save you eternally. Yung pagligtas ng Panginoon sa atin na hindi lang panandalian lang. Hindi lang para dito sa lupa lang. No, no. He will constantly save us. And it's not just for our soul as well. Conversely, the other way around, He will not just save us, no, with salvation. He will save us every day. Every day. Yun ang pangako niya. He will protect us. He will guide us. He will provide for us. He will never leave us. Yun ang sinabi niya. He will never forsake us. When Jesus left the earth physically, He sent His Spirit to guide us, to live in us, to make us new. At hindi lang yun, sinabi niya, you know, I will be with you. It's beyond what we ask. It's beyond what we dream of. When we come to the Lord, when we seek Him, when we pray to Him, He usually answers us beyond what we expect. Yes, minsan yung pagdating ng sagot niya, hindi nun sa akala natin. And minsan, initially, madidisappoint tayo. So, dali, Lord, hindi naman yan yung nirequest ko ah. Pero over time, sa pag-recognize natin ng pagdulog or pagsagot ng Panginoon sa ating mga dinulog sa Kanya, yung pagtugon niya yung sa panalangin natin ay higit pa. We will find out later on, ay, kaya pala. Ganun ang ginawa ni Lord. Kasi may mas maganda siyang plano para sa akin. And a lot of times, we don't fully understand yung pagkilos ng Panginoon. Ngunit sa ating patuloy na pagtitiwala, pagsampalataya, at pagsunod sa Kanya, in time, we will see how God will outwork His purposes and plans for our life. Why? Because it is a life beyond measure that He promises for us. Huwag po natin kalimutan na yung pagtugon natin or yung pagtingin natin, pagsunod natin sa Panginoon, it's not just for this life. You know, a lot of times kung bakit tayo na-disappoint and na-discourage, kasi yun ang tinitingnan lang natin. The life that we have right now. And God's, you know, requirements, our requirements for God to meet, yung temporary. Ngunit God's desire has always been to meet the needs of our soul. It is the need beyond the physical that He desires to meet. But He will still meet our temporal needs kasi that's how good He is. Pero wag po natin kalimutan that when God answers, it's always beyond our expectations. It's always beyond our expectations. And we need to come before Him. Alam mo, minsan, panalangin natin, Lord, tulungan mo naman ako na ma-meet yung part of my need. And God says, no, I'm gonna meet beyond your needs. and He will come through. He will bring us and He will take us to places, situations that we would never have thought of or dreamt of as we choose to follow Him. You may be listening to this right now at meron kang inaasahan, pinapanalangin, trabaho, needs, finances, kung ano man yun. Kapatid, huwag kang bibitaw. Patuloy ka magtiwala sa Panginoon. Because in time, He will meet that need. And at the same time, get up, get moving. Alam mo, huwag kang umupo lang, umasa lang. Find ways, find solutions. At sa patuloy mong pagkilos, paggawa, pagtatrabaho, you will see how God will begin to bless. Not just the work of your hands, but even beyond that. Marahil ilan sa inyo, no? Discouraged right now dahil bigo ka sa relationships, bigo ka sa nangyayari sa tahanan, bigo ka sa sarili mong buhay. Meron kang gustong mangyari, maganap sa buhay mo, but it's still not happening right now. Kapatid, magtiwala ka. Patuloy kang magtiwala sa Panginoon. Because in time, in His time, He will make all things beautiful. He will shift things and turn things around for His purposes to be fulfilled in your life. Joseph found this out in the book of Genesis. And he told his brothers, alam mo mga kapatid ko, binenta niyo ako, tinangkaan niyo ako patayin. Other people meant it for evil, but God meant it for good, to save many who otherwise would be perishing. Paul, in-echo niya muli ito. Sabi niya, all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purposes. Magtiwala lang tayo. Magpatuloy lang tayo. Why? Because the God and the Savior, the Lord that we follow is one that is dependable. It's one that will continue to satisfy our soul. It's one whose resources are unlimited, and it's one who will meet our expectations beyond what we ask or even imagine. Kaya magtiwala po tayo sa Kanya sa araw na ito.
Nawa kayo ay napagpala ng mensaheng ito. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ICS.Church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/ICS Church.